Bob Westrick is that guy we talk to over at Private Vista now and again. He joins us on WGN. Hey, Bob Westrick, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's your title over at Private Vista, Bob?
I'm one of several partners over here.
So what's your take about how the markets are doing? The S&P, the Dow, they're all up, you know, maybe down a little bit today, but they continue to do well despite the things the president is saying about China and trade. What's your take about all of this?
Well, you know, so far what's been said about trade hasn't really affected trade that much. I mean, some tariffs just recently went into effect, you know, a small sliver of it. But, you know, if you look at the macroeconomy, things are pretty darn strong. I mean, unemployment is as low as it's been since I can remember. You know, business and consumer spending are both very, very high. Interest rates are still low, even though the Fed raised rates, you know, today for the third time this year. They're still on a historical basis. They're still low. Basically, our economy is hitting on all cylinders right now.
So is it kind of devoid of politics, Bob? I mean, if a different Republican were in the White House, let's not even talk about whether or not Hillary Clinton were there or some Democrat. But, I mean, this isn't about policy so much as it's just about the fundamentals of these companies or not. Talk about that.
Well, it's, you know, John, there's never one reason for anything. It's a number of reasons. Policy is definitely part of it. I mean, but, you know, Trump, like him or don't like him as a president or as a human being, basically he's pro-business and anti-regulation. And a lot of his policies are certainly good for business. We've had a huge, you know, corporate and personal, you know, tax reductions. That's good for business. So there's, you know, a lot of things that he has done he has purported to do certainly helped the economy.
And, you know, I'm trying not to talk about Donald Trump here, but I'm going to ask you another question about that. I thought, though, that when he says, okay, another $200 billion in tariffs against China, and then they say, okay, fine, whiskey and baseball gloves are going to cost more because we're going to put tariffs on your products. So it would just seem like at some point the cost for us consumers would go up. And I don't know that would have some sort of negative repercussions, if not in the markets, then in something. You know what I mean? But I don't seem to be feeling any of that.
Well, we haven't felt it, John. I mean, long term, it absolutely will. I mean, tariffs are inflationary because, you know, companies will have to, you know, pay the tariff, and they're just going to pass it on to you and me. So it will be inflationary.
Will that hurt the markets, you know, then, Bob? So when did I see the value of companies go down as a result?
Yes, it will. I mean, because once again, the Fed is targeting inflation to 2.25%, and inflation stays there, then they can just raise rates, you know, gradually, slowly, in a very controlled nature that hopefully won't impact the economy that dramatically. But if all of a sudden all these tariffs get imposed, boom, all these costs get pushed on consumers, and now the rate of inflation starts to get pushed higher and higher and higher, well, the Fed, instead of saying, okay, maybe we're going to just do one more rate hike this year and three next year, maybe they do one, you know, this year, four more next year, and maybe instead of a quarter rate, it's got to go up a half. And, you know, when the Fed raises rates, cost of borrowing for both businesses and consumers go up, the cost of mortgages goes up, which is going to slow housing.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of repercussions. But the bottom line is I think a lot of people are just skeptical that this trade war is really going to hit all cylinders, that a lot of what Trump is doing is his normal, you know, kind of blustery, you know, sort of self, and that eventually, you know, before all the tariffs take effect, that things will, you know, write themselves out. I think that's what the markets are thinking.
Oh, no kidding. Right. Because I thought, okay, if baseball gloves cost more, I went through the list. It's many pages long. And a lot of it is arcane stuff you can't understand. Seal 0.25 lubricant industrial. That's one of the things on the list. But baseball gloves are on there, too. And the idea is that if baseball gloves become more expensive, then maybe I'm not going to afford a new baseball glove for my kid this year. And then that hurts those companies that sell baseball gloves, like Rawlings, that might have them made in China. So that's the repercussion, but it really hasn't trickled down that far yet. And you think the markets are actually betting that it's not going to go crazy, that we're not going to get beat up on prices that much, huh?
I do believe that, John. And also, I mean, there's a a kind of political aspect to this is that, you know, we just hear it pounded, trade war. Our economy is $19 trillion. And right now we're talking about tariffs on, you know, hundreds of billions, which is, you know, it's not nothing. But relative to the size of our economy, you know, it might take, gosh, you know, it could take 0.5% off GDP. You know, long term, if these things start getting out of control, maybe 3/4, which is not good, but it's certainly not, devastating.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I hear you saying. And then just one more thing, Bob. So the Fed had this announcement today. I don't even know what that means. And interest rates, what did you say, are going to go up a little bit? Is that right?
So, well, today they raised the Fed funds rate to between 2 and 2.25%.
So what does that do?
It's the third Fed hike. Huh?
So what does that do to credit card rates, or what does that do if I'm going to borrow money to buy a home?
Well, generally, it will increase it. All that stuff, you know, if you want to borrow money for a car, credit card rates will probably go up a bit. Your 15 and 30 year mortgages will creep up a bit. A 30 year mortgage I looked at this morning, and they're starting to push close to 5%.
Right.
You know, and we remember just a few years ago, yeah. You know, I saw 30 years at, you know, 3.25.
Right, but I also remember them when they were 11, right? I mean,
sure.
David Hochberg was in here the other day, and he was saying, you know, we're on our way to 5. And I, you know, my attitude was kind of, so is the difference when I'm borrowing $200,000 that big between 4.75 and 5, or 4.5 and 4.75 on a monthly mortgage payment? Maybe so, Bob. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, some perspective on that.
Right. I mean, it's just a matter. A lot of it, John, is relative, not absolute. My first mortgage was 10%. And I remember when I locked 10%, I was high-fiving people because I got a 10% mortgage, and
yeah,
they had been higher,
yeah,
you know. So, but nowadays, when people see that they could have gotten, you know, a 30-year a few years ago for, you know, 3.25, whatever that was, and now it's 5, well, they start thinking, oh, maybe I should rent a little bit, you know, longer, or maybe I can't afford that house, you know, so I'll buy a cheaper house. And so there's downward pressure then,
yeah,
in the housing market,
yeah,
which is rarely a good thing. You know,
well,
put it this way, overall, it's just not a good thing when overall interest rates go up,
well,
and it starts with the Fed raising rates.
So then, but one last thing about that, Bob. So, I mean, relative to all of this, you think the interest rates are going to stay at 5%, say, on that mortgage? And if I was thinking in the next 24 months or 12 months, I might want to buy a house, would a safe bet be now, because interest rates aren't going to go down much more from this?
I think that's a safe bet. I think mortgage rates are only headed up over the next, call it, year and a half from where they are now. And that's just because, you know, everyone expects the Fed to raise again, you know, one more time this year, and common wisdom is 3 more times next year, and maybe another time in 2019. And as they raise rates, mortgage rates will continue to rise too.
Couple of texts. Hey, John, here's a question I never heard asked or answered. Where does the tariff money go? Please tell me Trump has no control over it. That's interesting. I suppose it just goes to the U.S. Treasury, huh? Somehow, that if we are taxing imports coming into this country, I don't know where that money goes offhand. Do you, Bob, off the top of your head?
Well, that's a very good question. I can't say that I know. However, if everything I understand is that tariffs get passed through to consumers, I would have to assume that the company that's doing the importing would have to pay the tariff, or else so they can pass it on to the consumer.
Yeah, right. I get that. 708, John, I sell lighting for homes. We have already received increases notices of 10% with promises of increases up to 25% in the coming year. Assuming that's about tariffs, that's maybe that wave coming that we haven't really felt yet on the consumer end. But this is somebody saying he sells lighting fixtures, and they are going to have to start paying more for the stuff because of some tariffs, Bob.
Yeah,
that's the way it goes. Okay.
That's the way it goes.
How do people reach you, Bob? Is it myprivatevista.com?
That would be our website, right.
Yeah. And
yeah.
One last question.
They could also, go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob. One last thing from you.
I'd say if they would like to call us, too, they can at 630-455-0600 anytime, too.
Okay. And then one last thing. The Cubs are going to be in the playoffs, right? Are you pretty confident about that?
Oh, John. I was confident last week. They'll be in the playoffs. I mean, worst case, they'll be wild card. I mean, worst case. But they better, they're not exactly peaking right now at the end of the season like you'd like to see a team doing going to the playoffs.
No, that's the thing. It almost matters not how you get there. It's just how are you doing when you do. And I don't like the way this team's playing right now. Do you?
I don't either. We'll see what happens tonight.
Okay, buddy boy. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for your time, Bob.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bob Restrick, he's one of the principal partners over at Private Vista. Their website is myprivatevista.com.